At the end of this week's podcast, we are going to put a quick interview with Olympian, three-time Olympian. She's been to the Summer Olympics twice and competed in the Winter Olympics once. The great Lolo Jones, right after the end of the closing jingle. You'll have I think it's under 10-minute interview. You're going to like it. She's cool. And we talk about what's going on tonight in Tokyo.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Hey, everybody, I'm a banana.
Oh, gosh. Look at that.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Eat more oranges.
Eat more oranges is great.
Yeah, you're right, pal.
Yeah, I hear you, Mr. Banana.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the airport lately and talked to strangers?
No, I haven't. I need to.
Yeah,
I might go today.
Yeah, you should.
All the cool people are there.
Yeah. Guys love that.
Yeah. Hi, Carson.
Hello.
What are you up to?
Just watching a banana.
Yeah.
Watching a banana talking about going to the airport with no destination. That couldn't go wrong.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Never does.
It's actually kind of miraculous that Bubba never got harassed by security for talking to strangers.
Oh, I thought we were. I wasn't playing around. I was like, dude, stop it. We're not going to get on this plane.
Oh, we got on. We got on and we flew, pal.
That guy left, too. That guy. Man,
wouldn't you?
He got out of the seat and left.
He was like scared. He was a chicken.
Bubba reaching around the pillar going, where are you going?
I like the banana as an insult comic of other fruit. I like the banana crap-talking prunes and cherries. You know, have you noticed apples always turn brown faster than me? You know, whatever. I don't know. I just think that's a good series of TikToks for you, Bubba.
Strawberries leak. It's like they pee themselves. They need little depends.
You need to look up kid fruit jokes and have the banana tell all the little kid fruit jokes.
Oh, you know, I think you're onto something there. That's actually pretty smart.
I don't know why I'm over here writing freaking gold.
All right.
Kid fruit jokes.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. This is happening.
This is about to go off. All right. Oh, fruity.
All right.
Fruity
now welcome everyone's favorite fruit insult comic.
Hi, guys.
Benny the banana.
Yeah. How do you make a lemon drop?
How?
Just let it fall, stupid.
He laughed.
I laughed.
He laughed.
I'm looking at the banana over here. I'm looking at his dumb little face. I can't help it.
Hey, what did one raspberry say to the other on Valentine's Day?
What?
I like you very much.
Okay.
What did the blueberry say to his wife on Valentine's Day? Val, I don't even know. That's stupid. What did the grape say to the peanut butter?
What?
'Tis the season to be jelly. It was Christmas.
Wow.
Hold on. Read number 5. Oh. I like this joke.
Okay, here we go.
So, why did the worm leave the apple?
I don't know why.
Because Noah said to travel in pairs.
Gosh, Carson, what are you doing?
You know what? I take back my idea. I thought it was a good idea. Now that I think about it, it's bad.
What do you call a banana that likes to dance besides me?
Split?
A banana shake.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Wow. Yeah.
What do you give a sick lemon? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lemonade?
Yeah. Crap. You suck.
Well, sport.
I'm going away for a little while.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, bye.
Wow. Woo. That's awesome. It's high quality entertainment that you only get.
Only here.
All right, here.
Yeah. It's not often you get a banana talking to you. I mean, it really isn't.
Nope.
Only the cool kids get that.
Nobody's paying for this. No. I mean, except for O'Reilly. Thank you, O'Reilly.
You're the best, O'Reilly.
O'Reilly's going.
I'm reviewing our budget. Do you realize we're paying a sponsorship on a show where one of the guys talks like a banana? I'm sure everyone else in the meeting goes, Say what now?
You serious, Clark?
You serious, Clark?
I do have a gold I wanted to bring out.
That's right.
That's my boy. We got to talk with him a couple times this week. High score guy.
What's funny is, like, the day before, we literally said, we haven't heard from high score guy in a while. Like, I
was
okay.
I was concerned because he's had a couple issues in the past.
Yeah.
And I was a little concerned about him, but no, he's good to go. He got hacked, lost all of his. Somebody stole his points.
Poor guy.
From his computer. Or he lost his password. We don't really know. But he was able to get back into the billions again.
That's right.
You guys excited about the opening ceremony tonight?
Well, it's already happened, right?
Yeah, it's already happened. But what? Are you kidding me?
I'm like, get to the games, man.
Well, they're on.
The ceremony seems to go on forever.
It's 4 hours. It's 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours.
4 hours.
It's a 4 hour parade of countries, and everybody's got to feel like they get their thing.
And it's alphabetical, so we're toward the end.
That's right. Save the best for last.
Well, yeah, but like, just fast forward to us. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm a DVR it and fast forward.
No, you don't think it's kind of cool to see all the different countries, like,
their little
styles
costume
and the way they do their thing? And I figured you, of all people, would have been into that.
Yeah, my attention span is not there for it. I get kind of hyped up, especially when they light the torch. I think that's always the coolest part. But then when the parade just goes on and on and on, I'm like, okay. Especially when you like see the one country that has like three people and then they get followed by some enormous nation, you feel kind of bad for them. You're like, oh,
I don't.
They're small.
That's where you go start having babies.
The best is during the Winter Olympics when it's like, you know, some hot weather country. And it's like, all right, here's the delegation from Cambodia. And it's one guy, and he's just waving.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, hey.
Couldn't be happier.
Most famous man in Cambodia that day. It's a good day to be him. Don't feel sorry for him.
That's true.
So they'll do the opening ceremony, which has been really pretty controversial because the guy who put it together got fired yesterday.
Wow, really?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, they found... Oh, dude.
Well, who would ever fire somebody before they got the results of it? I mean,
that's really dumb.
So they got rid of him. They had someone else get fired like a couple weeks ago.
They've had two massive, like huge high-ranking people just booted.
And so I did watch a little bit of it this morning when it was live in Japan, and... You know, it's going to be like it always is. They have like a storyline. It's like watching a play. What do you call it when it's like?
I don't know. You're pulling a me.
Oh, my mind just went blank. Where they're singing on stage.
A musical?
Opera, like an opera.
An opera?
So it'd be kind of like an opera. They're going to do. I saw a guy on a treadmill, and he's like running in this giant thing and, you know, the stadium. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I'm sure he's probably the main character, so I don't want to ruin this for me later on tonight. So I turned it off.
Are you really going to sit around and watch this thing?
Yeah. For 4 hours?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Yeah. You know what?
Good for you.
We might end up doing the same. I got nothing else to do.
I won't. I won't. Look, I'm down with the games themselves. I'm down with watching all. You know, I will watch certain events. But it's weird because, like, they had rowing on yesterday.
Yeah, last night.
And I couldn't get into it. I'm going, okay, this is like a sport I would never watch ever. No.
Well, I mean, and rowing is kind of that's a rough one.
I find
it fascinating. But you know what? When it's in the finals and it's whoever wins gets the medal, I'm in. Watching all the prelims.
I'm down with medal rounds. Those are good. No, but yeah, the prelims, I'm like,
I like to see rowing because you think they're so close and then I don't know what they do. You get that one team.
I know. All of a sudden, it's like they hit the nitro button on the off-road video game. You hit the nitro and then boom, and they jump ahead. They're like, whoa. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
So they've had games going on earlier this week, team sports that take longer, softball, soccer, and that kind of stuff.
Soccer.
But they haven't it's really underway now. So the games have been underway.
I am not watching the women's soccer at all. That's one of the only sports. Like I said, I love all the stuff, especially once we get to the medal rounds, but – man, I'm sorry. Personally, you take a stance against the country. Look, we're not supposed to agree on everything, and we're always going to have differences. But you know what? When you're there to represent America, represent it. Be proud. You're representing the flag.
Jump by them taking a knee.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that. Because again, I'm not talking about football players. I'm talking, this is the Olympics.
Yeah,
it's different. It is totally different, and I think that's such a slap in the face to every American out there. There's 180-something countries there. Go play for any one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things like, hey, if you got a beef with something, which everyone does, hey, it's your right to
yeah,
do
dude,
whatever.
Yeah, dude, we all have
but
beefs.
That's
not the time or the place. That's
the
what happened with the Dixie Chicks. Remember, it wasn't what they did, it's where they did it. Remember when they kind of...
There was a lot of it, they kept doing it.
I don't want to get into that, but man, that was more than there was a whole.
But that's
kind of
what
there.
Started when it was on the. Patrick's like, no, he's shaking his head.
Maybe there was weeks and weeks of stuff leading up to that.
No, maybe I don't remember it as well. I just remember that part. So,
yeah.
Oh well. Either way, I will be watching all the stuff like the skateboarding and all that. I'm so stoked about that. I mean, he had that kid that landed the 1080 the other day, and I mean, there's a lot of cool
stuff.
Are there
some of these sports that you kind of like, why is that a sport? Why is that an Olympic sport? Skateboarding to me is one of them.
I don't understand how skateboarding is an Olympic sport, which I'm fine with, but why is baseball still not an Olympic sport?
Okay, so is snowboarding better than skateboarding?
No, I'm saying I'm fine with skateboarding, but how does that become an Olympic sport and we can't get baseball and golf? How's golf not an Olympic sport?
That I don't get.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Golf's one of the biggest sports in the world. They play it in every country.
Yeah,
you know,
and we have softball,
right?
So why don't we have baseball?
I mean, the best guys in the world at baseball are in the middle of a season, I guess. But I mean, they stopped the hockey season during the Winter Olympics.
We got some of the best. Oh well, yeah, but
see, basketball, they're not in the season right now, so the basketball season's over, so it's no big deal. But like, you know, like I said, in hockey, they take a 2-week break for the Olympics.
Well, it just
ended.
I get it.
Because they realize that the Olympics are a big deal for each person's home country. So yeah, I see why hockey does it. And no, the fact that baseball doesn't do it, it sounds very baseball playing the "we're more important than the world" thing.
I don't know. I do miss the Dream Team though.
Yeah.
Golly, do y'all remember that?
I don't remember. I remember the scores.
Oh,
I don't
such
remember.
The hype. Oh my God. It was. It took over everything.
In 92, like that first one.
Barcelona, man.
So everyone got ticked as a country because that's our sport, right? Like, we invented it. It's ours. And we go to the games and we got beat. We got beat the prior Olympics.
Well, what happened was.
We were only playing college kids.
Yeah. Right.
And other countries where back then you didn't have other countries sending their best athletes to the U.S. to play pro sports, especially like the communist countries. They didn't allow that. So Russia's playing like 30-year-old dudes who've been playing basketball their entire life. They're basically pro athletes, and they're on the Russian national team, and all they do is play the Olympics, the World Championships, and they play sometimes against other countries for practice around around Europe. But that's it. And all the other big communist countries like East Germany and all those, they did the same thing. They don't let their athletes.
So their
leave.
Teams actually had team cohesion.
Oh, yeah.
The
it's
Americans.
The same thing the reason the Miracle on Ice was a miracle is because we had like kids, like 19, 20, 21-year-old guys playing against the Russians and the Swedes.
You would know this, Patrick, I think. What changed? Because we were initially amateurs, and that was part of the thing with the Dream Team is that you allowed pros in some sports. Mm-hmm. Why did that change for some and not
because
others?
It was a U.S. rule. The
okay.
U.S. was the only one still, or not just the U.S., a bunch of countries were doing it, but it was basically that some countries had limits allowing only amateurs to participate, and some countries didn't. And so finally, it was kind of like we went, well, listen, if they're going to play 32-year-old guys that they're paying, so those guys are professionals.
That's their job.
Because it's their only job. Like, still in China, we talk about the gymnasts in China and in sports like that, where that's their job. That's literally all they do is practice 24 hours a day. The government pays them to do it. So
Romania was the same way. That's why you had such a Romanian domination in women's gymnastics.
Russia was that way back in the old days. So those people are professionals. Now, our gymnasts weren't allowed to have endorsements.
Yep.
They weren't allowed to sell their name and likeness and image, just like in college sports, you know, up until now.
I think, too, for a while, they weren't allowed to technically sign with a college because of college scholarship. Because
they couldn't compete.
But that was the thing; they couldn't compete for a very long time for their teams. That was a big deal with college gymnastics. I want to say that again, a long time ago, if you decided as a college, as an elite level gymnast, if you committed to a college, it was like, well, it's because I'm not going to make the Olympics.
Maybe so.
Wow,
maybe
that's
that was
crazy.
Just the level below. But that was when we finally got, so I think you're talking about it was 88.
We got beat,
and we got smoked, and it was like, you know what?
Yeah, that's when
the public was like ticked.
What I was going to say is that
why
our
is
teams,
Michael Jordan not in the Olympics? Yeah, I mean, well, he was. Yeah, in
we could beat you if we wanted.
Yeah. But our teams, don't ever forget this. Our teams were put together. They only practiced together for a month or so, and then we threw them into competitions around the world. And that was the weakest part, because we had guys who didn't know each other. They didn't know each other's habits and skills, and you didn't know who to rely on in certain situations. And that's where the other countries, more than anything, had the advantage on us. And
I wouldn't say more than anything. I mean, we still do that
today. I mean, look,
the Dream Team got together and they only practiced for a few weeks.
But at least
prior.
They all kind of know each other.
Yeah,
and
but
they
they're
know
not playing together.
Tendencies.
It's
they
not
scout
the same thing.
Each other. So in 1984, the Russians didn't play. That was a big part of it.
Right.
Because the 84 Olympics, they boycotted, and a bunch of Eastern Bloc countries did. And the 84 team, even though it was all college players, it had like Michael Jordan on it and a bunch of other dudes like that, like Hakeem. And guys. So they went in and they won the gold medal. So in 88, when we lost, and I mean we lost, it was people kind of went, why are we doing this?
There's a Dream Team documentary that I watched a few months back, and it's so good.
They were partying, weren't they?
It was a party. They were rock stars. Like, everywhere they went, it was just crowds
like
of people.
In the village and everything, among the other athletes?
Yes. Oh, yes. All the other athletes wanted to meet them. Everyone pictures, autographs. It was insane. But I mean, you think about who was all on the Dream Team? Larry Bird, Magic Johnson,
was it
Jordan,
Barkley. Hakeem? Was Hakeem on there?
Was Olajuwon on there? I can't remember. He had a list.
Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Patrick Ewing, Chris Mullin, David Robinson, Charles Barkley.
Golly.
So it's basically a Hall of Fame roster.
Yes.
Everybody is in the Hall of Fame, except maybe Christian Laettner. And he was like the one guy where we're like, let's leave a college kid in there. So they put Christian Laettner in because he was the biggest star in college.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this thing is crazy.
And they would go in and just...
I remember the scores.
Clyde
would be
Drexler.
Like,
I don't want to leave out Clyde. I think that's the only one.
Clyde. So what were some of the scores? Did they show it like 120-40 or something like that?
I don't know, but I did find... Let me read the beginning of this because it's kind of interesting. Prior to the 1992 Olympics, the International Basketball Association rules specifically prevented NBA players from participating, and only amateurs were eligible for any U.S. Olympic team. So two things had to change. So first, the...
Wait, that was an international rule?
Yeah. So,
why were our pros not allowed to play, but other countries'
again,
pros?
Again, let me say that all U.S. Olympic teams for every sport only allowed amateurs, no professionals. So we changed that rule. And that changed a lot of things, too. So, like, now, so when I was a kid, Mary Lou Retton, I think I was like two or three, Mary Lou Retton won a gold medal,
uh-huh.
Right,
that's
in
right.
Gymnastics. She couldn't.
That's right.
I want you to use that for the rest of me telling this story, okay? So, Mary Lou Retton wins the gold medal.
That's okay. Right.
And then after that, she was able to get on the Wheaties box and do all this stuff. You couldn't do that before because you couldn't get endorsement money and then be on the Olympics team.
At all?
At all.
No.
Okay.
Because then you weren't an amateur. You were getting paid. So by changing that rule, they also made it to where guys like Michael Phelps could win in the Olympics, win a bunch of gold medals, and come back over the next 4 years and have a bunch of endorsements and get paid to show up places and get paid to swim and still come back and compete in the Olympics.
That's
so it had effects beyond basketball. But also the big hurdle was that the International Basketball Association, because they were messing with the U.S., said all countries can have anybody they want on their team, except no country can have anyone from the National Basketball Association because those guys are professionals and that they're all – I'm like, wait a minute. But there are no Russians in the NBA. Uh-huh. All their best players don't play in the NBA.
At
there's
that
no
time.
East Germans in the NBA. Yeah, there's no Romanians in the NBA. This is what's up with that? Like, there might have been one guy from, you know, Canada, one guy from Mexico, from Spain or something that might have been good enough to play in the NBA, and that guy was messed up because he couldn't get on their international team. But it was really just the U.S. is the only one that was getting
targeted. That's what was going on. That was countryism. That's what happened.
What also happened is, as the best player in what happened is
I laugh every time.
Yeah.
That's right.
So the best player in every country eventually, by 1992, you had guys like Tony Kukoc was actually a little later, but you had these guys from these European countries that were so good that they went to America to play in the NBA.
I remember. It was kind of like a trickle effect in the early days.
Now, all of a sudden, you have every country's best player is ineligible to play in the Olympics. So they all lobbied FIBA, it's called FIBA, to change their rules. And when they did, the United States was like, all right, we're gonna let the guys play in the Olympics. And then they just went in and smoked everybody.
That's right.
Here's the Olympic results. 116-48 in the first game.
Yes.
Who did we beat?
Angola.
Take that, Angola.
Charles Barkley scored 24 points, and the whole Angola team scored 48. That's so terrible. 103-70, 111-68, 127-83, 122-81, 115-77.
You guys suck.
Semifinals. One of these teams is going to win them. Both are going to finish in the top four. United States beat Lithuania 127-76. We beat them by 51 points. And in the final, the United States beat Croatia 117.
That's who we played in the final.
117-85.
There was no better country.
Tony Kukoc was that good. As a international player, and he went on and won three NBA finals with the Bulls.
We hurt their peelings.
Oh wow,
that's pretty good actually. The peelings
hurt their peelings.
They were whining. I don't know. That's a different kind of fruit.
That's a grape.
Sorry,
you don't like grapes.
Okay, I'm a little punch drunk.
You think?
That's a fruit joke.
You're a little fruit punch drunk.
There's a couple of new events that are coming into the Olympics this year, including it's called fast climb.
Speed climbing. What are they doing?
They're just climbing as fast as they can. It's like one of those where they don't know where you have to figure it out as it happens. Like they don't know. Huh. You've seen a climbing wall and you haven't had a chance to look at it, I guess. So there's
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between power walking and when it becomes running? Because I know power walking is a sport.
Power walking is a sport?
Yeah.
In the Olympics?
I know it's a competitive sport, and I swear I saw something about it.
It always looks like people when they power walk are about to dislocate their hip.
Oh, yeah. They throw their legs out.
Thing they do.
Yeah. Because I've been reading all this Olympic lead up stuff, and somebody threw out something about power walking. And I went, how? How do you decipher when someone's now going too fast to be considered walking?
Well, because of the style. They can't lift their, they can't, I don't remember. You can't
lift your heel or something?
Yeah, something to do with, it's like when you're running, you're actually lunging forward, even if you're jogging at a slow pace.
All right. So
power walking, you're. Feet are always one of your feet is always on the ground.
I pulled up the official Olympic sports for the summer. Artistic swimming, badminton.
Artistic swimming.
Yes.
Yeah. What the
softball.
Heck is, wait a minute.
Beach
what is,
volleyball.
What is artistic
Isn't
swimming?
Like that Ethel Merman stuff.
Like they just go underwater and paint.
I'm not sure.
I mean that's just bizarre.
BMX freestyle. Boxing,
got them pegs,
kayaking, diving. I always like the diving.
Yeah,
is MMA fencing in the Olympics?
No,
ooh, I hope not.
No.
Like I think that would probably. Well, you guys ooh and ugh, but I think that would be a great sport because then you can get,
judo is though karate.
Yep.
This is saying that golf is an Olympic sport.
It is now.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't used to be.
Roads cycling, surfing. Sport climbing, wrestling, weightlifting, water polo, tennis. I like the track cycling too.
What
the
is
guys
track
with
cycling?
Enormous thighs going
yes.
around the track.
Oh my gosh.
To answer Carson's question, in power walking, one foot must always be on the ground. So that's the difference between walking and running.
Rhythmic gymnastics. Don't you love that?
That was what every girl, when we knew we couldn't do the flips, we really had our hopes on rhythmic. Like, well, I can dance with a ribbon. It's fine. Put me on a trampoline. The trampoline does all the work.
How about when they throw that ball in the air or the ring thing they throw in the air? Remember that?
It's a very fine line between gymnastics and circus.
Yes, yes. It's like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot of good stuff, man.
Is drum major in there this year?
No.
No, it is not.
It's pretty close.
Sailing is. Shooting. Yep. That's its gross. Skateboarding.
Did you see Simone Biles has been practicing a new vault? Like, only Simone Biles goes to gymnastics, like, goes to the Olympics and is like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this vault that no woman has ever done in competition before, and I'm going to add a twist to it.
Is that double?
It's the Yurchenko.
Yeah, Yurchenko.
Yep, and then she's adding another flip into it.
That's
and
dangerous, though. If no one's ever landed it.
Oh, she has. We've seen all the footage. She can do it.
Yeah, if she lands it, it becomes the Yurchenko.
It becomes.
Because she gets bank. That's her
other
vault.
Yeah, they said it'll be named after her.
Oh, really?
Because it'll be a woman's vault, and she changed it just enough. She made it harder because she's Simone Biles.
Yeah, that'll be, I don't know, if the, I wish I had the list of the events. That's going to be probably the most watched event.
Yeah, women's gymnastics is usually the.
But I mean, her in particular.
Her, yeah.
Well, yeah, she's in every, she's in the, the main team.
Well, yeah, because she's all around. Yeah. She's captain. She's also the best in the world, so all eyes on her.
I remember when, what's the guy's name who's a swimmer, Phelps?
Yeah.
When he was going for the most medals ever or something like that.
Yeah, eight gold medals in one Olympics.
So that was big.
Going to be the world. And, man, it was, everybody was into it. Like,
Bubba, how do you not have that gold pulled up?
What?
From the relay race. Because they weren't going to win that relay race.
That is a fail on my part.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, they weren't going to win that race.
They weren't going to win that relay race, and it wasn't going to be eight gold medals for Michael Phelps. And then here comes the very last leg.
Look at Clary!
That's right.
Yes. Good old Michael Phelps.
Great because I don't know who that person is, commentator, but that's just them. They forgotten they're on TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's just absolute joy. Mm-hmm. Look at Clary. And their voice changes into the banana.
And Clary was way behind. And all of a sudden, like Carson talked about the rowing earlier, it's like someone hit the B button a lot on the PlayStation. He just jumped in there.
Listen to it closely.
Listen to the excitement.
Look at Clary.
And you can see him just bouncing and pointing, you know.
Look at Clary.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's so good. So,
I remember going to a party and they had the swimming events on and everybody was gathered around the television and there's some jerk who's like, yeah, I read it earlier online. They win.
I hate that guy.
And we're like, cool, go home.
Yeah. We were in a suite at an NFL game it wasn't preseason, it was like a scrimmage, but they had sold tickets to it. It's an NFL deal. We're in the stadium, in the suite, and everybody's gathered around the TV in the back watching Michael Phelps swim.
Yeah, man. You get caught up in these stories, man, and it's really cool. These athletes have sacrificed so much to be there, and, you know, I felt bad I heard the story of, because of the COVID stuff, they're not letting family members in, and
which sucks.
And there was an American athlete who is blind and deaf, a swimmer.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let her mom be there as a caregiver because they have caregivers on hand, and they're like, "Well, we have people to help." But they're like, "Yeah, but you have one for like 20 athletes. They can't keep up. This is her mom," and they're like, "Nope, can't bend the rules." So she's not going.
What sport was that?
And it's the Paralympics. She was a blind deaf swimmer, but they go on at the same time. And the host city for the Olympics also hosts that. And I saw that too, Dee, and it was like nobody thought ahead to say, maybe we need more than one caregiver for a team of 20.
Yes.
come on. That was just
especially
absurd.
For the Paralympics.
Right.
I mean, that is the craziest thing I think I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Was that our fail or Japan's fail?
I think it was Japan's. Yeah. Did you see what Poland did?
Mm-mm.
Poland accidentally sent 6 extra swimmers.
And they had to go, oops, our bad, come home.
Because they thought they for some reason they had in their head to send 23 and they were only allowed to send 17.
Yeah.
So these poor swimmers land and then are told, so guys, here what happened. And you're going home. And they're like, what? And so now like there's all these calls for the Polish swimming organ, whatever it is, like they want the president, they want the entire board gone, because how do you mistakenly send 6 athletes?
That's right.
Monday, the men's gymnastics that no one really cares about is Monday night. Tuesday night, women's team final. So that's the U.S.
stuff.
Is expected to win that one. Women's all around, individual all around is on Thursday, and then the individual events is on Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday and Monday. They kind of do a little bit each day.
And so what NBC has done is they've put, since they're the network, they have NBC SN, Sports Network.
Uh-huh.
And so they have different channels. And I think they're dedicating maybe 3 channels to it. So just kind of look. Depends. I have YouTube TV. And I noticed that they've added an Olympic channel.
There's a whole channel on the Roku, too. If you turn your Roku on, you have all the apps, and then you also have – oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Hulu when you turn that on. There is a whole section where it just says Olympics, and it has had a countdown for the last several days.
Uh-huh.
And so I fully expect to go home and see an entire smorgasbord of Olympic stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of bouncing around to different
apps,
channels.
Oh,
on YouTube TV and showing it. Carson. By the way, last night I was so excited. Well, they were showing rowing, so I'm watching rowing, and then I'm like, oh look, basketball! Basketball's on, and so I'm watching basketball, and I look at the court, and it says USA Basketball on the court. I'm like, yeah, that's right. You're gonna put put our name on the court because we're going to dominate.
That's right.
Then I realize, high score guy, that now I was watching a replay from the trials from the a week and a half old.
Oh, I appreciate your enthusiasm, though.
Yeah,
and
did we qualify? Did we win?
Yeah, we made it to the Olympics.
Yeah. We get in there, all right.
So what happens, because eventually the other countries will catch up, right? Wouldn't you think?
What happened in
basketball?
No.
Well, we've been struggling, man. Barcelona, didn't we get beat?
No, Barcelona was the dream team.
Oh,
that was 92.
Was the one that we got? We came in like silver or something like that.
Well, the one that had all the big hubbub was the one we had bronze. That was the year, the Olympic prior to Barcelona.
I think Bubba's right, though. I think there was one year that the... since they've allowed pros that we didn't win.
Yeah, and it was kind of a shock.
We didn't send our best people.
Well, listen, man, our basketball team this year, we lost 2 in a row in the Olympic trials.
Oh.
So it's not like this is a done deal that we're going to walk over everyone.
In 1994, the men's national team lost the semifinal and then won the bronze medal game, so they got the bronze.
Yeah. Who did we lose the semifinal to? Does it
say? Yeah, but 94 wasn't an Olympic year for summer.
First off,
no,
Carson, how do you know that?
2004.
How do you know that, Carson?
Oh.
Because it's a leap year. It's always a leap year.
How do you
know that?
Well, because
the winter games are
Name an even number year. I'll tell you if it was an Olympic year or not.
I'm not going to play your game.
We lost to Puerto Rico and Lithuania.
Yeah.
What? And then Argentina? Ended up going to the gold medal finish.
Yeah,
we lost to Argentina.
We lost to Argentina.
That's right.
That's right, in the semifinals.
What?
That's right.
So again, what happens? What happens with all these things? I mean, is that ever going to happen again? As these countries,
at that point, it was only the first time that they've not won the gold medal since 1988.
Did they get up there and make the Michaela face? Look pouted.
I saw, I think it was like a Geico or something commercial, and they had her doing it.
They have her on the Frisbee.
Yeah. I was like, that's kind of cool. I was like,
what are you waiting
she's
for?
Doing the face.
Michaela Maroney to go on the roof and get your Frisbee?
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah, that's
I have the sound off.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
That's right.
Well, speaking of Olympics, Lolo Jones is on the podcast after us. We are pretty cool to have an interview with her, and she's so laid back and cool, man. She's a three-time Olympian.
And listen,
and different.
I think Lolo's going to win that gold medal this time. So she switched. She did like three-person or four-person mixed bobsledding, and they finished fifth in 2014. But she just won the world championship in two-man bobsledding or two-woman bobsledding. So they're
now the
favorite.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, they're the favorite to go into.
Don't jinx us.
I'm just saying she's going to be the defending world champion, and the Olympics are in like 6 months or whatever. It's coming up at the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of
the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, yep. Everything's.
So
Bubba has a real problem with that.
With what?
The fact that everything still says 2020 Olympics.
That angers me. I'm like, come on, you come lazy on. Goofballs. Change it to Tokyo 2021. Everything. And my theory is they left everything to say Tokyo 2020 because they had all this merchandise made. Exactly. And they're like, well, we got to sell it and we got to keep it this way. So let's just look like we planned to keep it 2020.
I 100% agree with you. I mean, they're like, we are not reprinting this.
Yeah.
No way.
It's called lazy.
I'm disappointed we didn't play the leap year game. I wanted to do Big D. Was there an Olympics in 1962?
In 1962, there was not.
That is correct. Good job.
Was there an Olympics in 1992?
Yes.
Yes, right. Very good.
But was an Olympics?
Yes,
or 94. 94, I'm talking about Lillehammer. That's my bad. I used the wrong year.
No, you're talking about Winter Olympics. That's cheating.
Yeah. I'm literally guessing, y'all. So this is a 50-50 fun
50-50.
Game.
50-50.
All right. Anything else, you guys?
No, I'm good.
I think we're covered. So, again, after the closing jingle, for those of you who are watching on YouTube, you won't get to hear that, but it is going to be on the audio version of the podcast. Once again, thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring us this week.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
That's right.
It was the podcast.
It was the podcast.
He is sorry.
You're sorry.
Lolo Jones, Olympian and author and speaker and awesome person, is on the phone with us.
An awesome person? Wow.
Yeah, as that's added to it. No one's seen that.
Lolo!
What's up?
Hey, guys.
So congrats on the book. It's called Over It, How to Face Life's Hurdles with Grit, Hustle, and Grace. By the way, she's a hurdler for those who didn't get that. The Summer Olympics in 2008, 2012. Are you pumped for the games this year?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. These athletes have been, they've been waiting for this. There's going to be so many incredible performances. So I'm really thrilled for it to finally be kicking off.
And you're actually, you're like a world champion in another event. Now, you're known for hurdles, but you're also doing what for the Winter Olympics?
Bobsled.
How did you get into bobsledding from hurdling?
Because she's fast.
Yeah, because I'm fast. I mean, also I watched Cool Runnings a lot growing up as a kid, so that was always in the back of my mind.
Dude, what a great movie. Is it dumb and great.
Is it anything like Cool Runnings?
Oh, it is and it's not. So where they filmed that were all real bobsled tracks. And some of the things were kind of ridiculous, like where they carried the bobsled at the end. Like, that's actually impossible because the runner would just, you can't carry a bobsled on top of your shoulders like that.
Oh, we didn't know. But you do get, you have those cool shoes with the spikes.
Yeah, we have the cool shoes with the spikes. Also, never seen a four-man team practice in the balls or practice in a bathtub. They would probably just practice in the actual bobsled in the garage.
Yeah, good point.
That was pretty funny to see that.
Yeah, good point. So, during the Olympic Games, don't bother me from here to here. I'm watching, or you just kind of see what you see. When you're watching the games, do you kind of put time aside, like, hey, don't bother me, the games are on, I'm going to be watching, or do you just kind of like, yeah, it is what it is, I'll catch it when I catch it?
A little bit of both. Like, it depends on what sport. And then the weirdest sports kind of just suck me in. Like, when I was watching the Olympic trials this year, I was watching more of the diving Olympic trials than track and field, because I was like, oh, I kind of know who's going to, like, be top three, and, like, the performances were good, but it was easier because I know the athletes. And then diving, I had no clue who the athletes were, so I really just got sucked in to where I thought that, like, by the end of the competition, I could have been a judge.
Exactly. And the stories, you get like the stories, like, oh, this person's father, you know, battled cancer. And I'm like, I'm in.
What's going to be weird about this Summer Olympics is there's no fans. So I don't know how they're going to be able to navigate the storylines with that, because you're not going to see that moment where the, you know, they run up and hug their family member or, you know. Right.
Yeah. I am looking forward to the, what's the speed climbing? Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, it's a new event. Speed climbing's new. Surfing's new. I'm trying to think what else is new. Skateboarding. There's a lot of new, cool, fresh things that are hitting the Olympic Games this time.
Yeah. Pretty cool. All right. We have one of the greats, Olympic greats, Lolo Jones. The book is called Over It, How to Face Life's Hurdles with Grit, Hustle, and Grace. We'll talk more with Lolo Jones coming up. Lolo Jones joining us. The book is called Over It, How to Face Life's Hurdles with Grit, Hustle, and Grace. I wanted to ask about your thoughts on the whole Sha'Carri Richardson suspension with the marijuana. I hear like some athletes are like, yeah, for sure. And then some are like, eh, it's pot. Who cares? What's your take on that?
Well, I know Sha'Carri very well. She's a fellow LSU athlete, so I went to LSU as well. You know, it's an outdated rule. Like, NBA and NFL have already removed those sanctions for their athletes, so it definitely needs to change for the Olympic side. I think what's different, though, is in the NFL and NBA, they compete primarily in the U.S. The problem with dealing with Olympic athletes is we have athletes from all around the world, where we have athletes that are from Asia, Africa, Europe, and so getting everyone on the same page. I mean, if you think about even in the United States, weed is legal in some states and it's not legal in others. Mm-hmm. So essentially what's been happening is USADA, which is United States Anti-Doping, and WADA, which is our International Doping Commission, they're fighting. They're kind of putting the blame on each other. Like, oh, well, this and this and that. And so until they can stop fighting like exes, this problem will not be solved. I think one of the best things that has happened from the Sha'Carri incident is that she's put a huge spotlight on it, and so now more than ever it would have the ability to change so that athletes aren't getting this ban for a drug that's definitely not performance enhancing. Like, if you think about weed, it definitely does not increase your reaction time. It hurts your reaction time, and so it's just an outdated rule that needs to be changed.
What about poppy seed muffins? I always hear that poppy seed muffins
will make you pop positive.
They make you pop positive. I'm not joking.
I don't know, but I used to be very nervous about that. I was like, I remember like my first year pro, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't have this poppy seed bagel. Like, I was like super nervous about it.
Yeah. Like the everything bagel, you got to stay away. You got to go the old plain Jane, plain bagel.
You're better off just eating cereal.
Yeah, man. Well, we are going to be watching just like you are, and congratulations on the book. I think this is – a lot of people need to read this. You know, it's being an athlete and being one of 10 American athletes in history to go and be in Winter and Summer Olympics. I think you should probably listen to what she has to say, because she's probably –
kind of know your stuff.
She kind of knows what's going on.
Yeah, and we also hope and pray for you as well for love. We know you're still.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Still,
yeah,
on the search,
good.
Right?
That would be huge.
Lolo, it's going to be synonymous with lonely. That's not
Stop
good.
Stop it! Don't say
no,
that.
No, I'm saying.
Lolo, what's up, Bob? What are you doing?
We need to fix this. Is what I'm saying.
Come on.
I love Lolo, and we're cheering for you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Lolo Jones, everyone. Thanks, Lolo. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.